Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, pedicures, Christy is pissed, and down at the porn shop. It's coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hi, fellas. That's right, guys. I'm talking directly to you. Billy Mazing here again with more of my amazing Valentine's Day gift ideas. Your gal has big expectations for an expensive Valentine's night out on the town, right? Well, I'm here to solve that problem and save you big money at the same time. Wow. With my revolutionary Billy Mazing simulated chocolate box. My handcrafted heart-shaped box of chocolates and the goodies inside look and taste just like world-class Swiss chocolates, but they're actually military issue, high potency, uber laxatives, just like the kind they use at Gitmo. We call it the Amazing Hershey Blaster Pack. Just think, fellas, you can make all sorts of plans for a spectacular and costly evening out, a lobster dinner, a Broadway show, a private concert from Michael Bublé, and guess what? You won't have to deliver on any of it because she'll be locked in the bathroom about to launch. She'll be grateful to you for planning such a magical evening, And then you get to ditch her and go to your pal's house. Order now. The Billy Mazing Simulated Chocolate Box Hershey Blaster Pack. Just $59.95. And tell her don't wear white. I'm Billy Mazing.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
I've got a technical question for you ladies, Christy Lee, in a matter of moments. This is a topic you have brought up before.
Okay.
But I need a little bit of clarity on it.
Yes.
But I want to wait for Ms. Hooker to get here, and she is doing something that she always does for us, which is make delicious food.
Mm-hmm.
And she has created, apparently, some dip in honor of the Super Bowl that we get to try.
Mm-hmm.
So I certainly am looking forward to that.
Tom, I just learned something, a disparity between men and women in a way that I was told yesterday.
Oh, brain size?
And I wanted to... yes, my
really?
guys have to be way smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
Christy, did you know that if you and I went to go get a pedicure today, they would charge me a little more than you?
I did not know
I was
that.
Told that they charge more for men.
Why?
Because... The assumption,
more work to do?
Yes.
Bigger
the assumption
flip.
Is that it's more
Absolutely.
Because we don't get them done as often.
It's a lot,
Yeah. They're Makes probably sense. A little more less. They're probably more unpleasant.
Yeah.
Huh. Really?
I could see that.
Oh, yeah, I could see, yeah.
So it's almost hazard pay.
Now, let me ask you this. Is a haircut, obviously.
For women, it's
expensive.
Way more expensive.
So expensive. Way
yeah.
expensive.
And every time I'll say to Kelly, you got a haircut today. And she looks at me like I... no, the word haircut is not used. It's
what, you
get my mom would always say, I got my hair done, But they do more than just cut.
I say I got my hair cut.
Well, you do?
Okay. Yes.
Well, I think Beyonce, Queen B says I got my hair did, I believe.
Mm. Ah.
Yeah.
Well, she got a blowout? What does she
Yeah, that's
style?
But I mean, there's lots of different things that the ladies do, but I mean, there's not the disparity in price.
Oh, it's
unbelievable.
I'm not complaining a lot because women obviously have to spend a ton more money on stuff like that than guys do. But
maybe it's like back in the day when a woman went to go buy a car, they can take advantage of them. And
if we're going to talk about this subject,
that's interesting, though.
There are some companies that to this day will not come out and give you an estimate if your husband isn't home. Uh-oh. And I would like to say this. That is bull.
Christy, that's insane.
I've had this happen 3 times in the last 2 weeks.
Why? Was it because they don't want to have to explain it to you 3 times?
Oh, Tom. It's the most sexist, antiquated,
joke.
Horrible.
For God's sake, stop.
I can't believe they do it.
Christy, I can't believe that. I would almost guarantee that's not company policy.
It is. I've asked. I said to the lady the other day, I go, I am beyond pissed right now because I can make decisions on my own.
And did she go, this is why we want to talk to the men.
Yes. Women just go, their tempers.
Yeah, boy, they're always just so
No, hot-headed. It's, I am not, I can
that's
say
wild.
Names right now.
What if you're seeing a woman?
If you're a single, well, they ask you that.
You're not allowed to get the service done.
Who's on the deed to your home? That's what she asked me.
Wow. Well, that might, they may need to know that.
Why?
Jump First
None
National
of
Bank.
Business.
Well, women really shouldn't be owning homes.
Oh my God, Josh.
Okay, now we're in trouble.
Not putting your names on things.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I was so mad. Still mad.
Okay, now we had an interesting topic I want to return to in just a few minutes.
What happened to our fun show?
I'm sorry.
What happened?
We were talking about the AVN Awards. This
Say
is the
so
the
nasty.
Adult Video News. So this is the Organized Pornography Awards, adult cinema, if you will.
Sure.
and do they still call it adult? It's adult video, I guess, because it's digital and
branding. Yeah, they're not going to change that.
Do they do? I've never watched them or whatever. Do they do not. Like classic? Like, do they go? Do they have like the Thalberg Award,
they have the
like for the finest career
lifetime achievement.
They yes. do, yes, yeah. I wonder who won this year, but they do, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a Hall of Fame.
There's a porno Hall of Fame.
I don't know if there's a brick and mortar place that you can go, but there is an AVN Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Oh wow!
Got to have Vanessa Del Rio in there.
She was probably a first ballot.
She's one of your favorites.
Yeah, I bet it's a lot more expensive to go if you want to go in the back door at the.
There are hundreds of people in the AVN Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Is Nina Hartley in there?
She must be.
Well, let's see. I'm sure it is.
Nina Hartley actually does good work for couples.
Nina Hartley is in.
Wow.
So we'll have to wait for Ms. Hooker before we can.
Holy
get
heck,
next
there
time.
Are.
Thing. Yeah. You have a song, Pat? You'll give me the look.
Oh, no, I was Josh's porn, not addiction, but your love for it.
Yeah.
It's in the past, so you get
for the most
a lot.
Yeah.
But I was asking you this might be the proper word, is the erotic cinema of that era a better trigger for you than contemporary erotica, if you will.
I will always have an affinity for the stars, the porn stars that I watched during my formative years.
There you go.
I see. and you mentioned that I've always wondered, I know that maybe some psychiatrist out there has experienced this, in which one of their clients or patients has to have their porno from a certain era and it has to be on a VCR.
Sure.
And you were saying that a certain sound you associated with...
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Get buttered up.
Get buttered up, he said.
I am glad I'm sitting.
It's a coming.
Buttered up.
the sound of the modem. That was the era when you discovered online porno. You had to...
Well, that's what it was. Yeah. It was new, and I was of the age.
When did the DVDs of porn get phased out? Was that
I think they followed... Pretty much the trend
of streaming
and anything got earlier to any type of, any genre got earlier than any other.
Now, will that go away now that half the states in America have restrictions on...
On the age?
Yeah, they have. I forget how it works.
You have to prove you're over 18.
You always had to at the physical stores.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah. A 14-year-old couldn't go in and rent a porn.
And what was the name of the store you used to go to?
Spanky's was one of them.
Uh-huh.
And Award Video was the other.
Now, Spanky's had, like, mainstream movies as well, right?
Or no, these were both exclusively porn. Yeah.
Ah.
I did not know that.
Now, yes. If you go to those used CD and DVD stores, do they typically have a erotic section, if you will?
Oh, I have seen some where they do, yeah. Yeah. So even stores like, remember Fry's? There were only a few kind of around the country, but they would have an adult section. I never told you guys this story, I don't think.
Oh, no.
And Pat, this could lead into your song. Is one night I was at, before the open mic at the St. Louis Funny Bone, the Spanky's was pretty close to the Funny Bone, and so I went there first. And I was renting some movies, and there were two guys behind the counter, and they were having a conversation. And the one guy goes, "Yeah, I'm out of here in about an hour." And the guy goes, "Oh, what are you up to tonight?" And he goes, "Me and my girlfriend are going to the St. Louis Funny Bone to watch some comedy." And I go, "I'll see you there," because I was on stage.
Hey, I know that guy.
Yeah, it was kind of a bummer.
Did you feel uncomfortable knowing he was in the audience?
No, I just went, whatever.
Okay.
Well, now, Pat, you got your guitar out.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. That was back in 97, way before Josh could stream. He'd have to go to Spanky's for a dirty tape or magazine. Down at the porn shop, he'd have to drive, to a nasty rundown building off I-65. Down at the porn shop, the creepy clerky smiles.
Down at the porn shop,
where's the big booty aisle?
Down at the porn shop,
his mom has many concerns.
Down at the porn shop,
when she makes his returns.
Down at the porn shop,
porn shop. Yeah, looking around the place, Josh can't believe his eyes.
Oh, look at this one.
Videos of butts and boobies, every color, every size. Down at the porn shop, way back in his youth, where he took his pants off in the video booth.
We had guests over.
Down at the porn shop,
it ain't so discreet.
Down at the porn shop,
your butcher's beating the meat.
Down at the porn shop,
Josh won't leave the house.
Down at the porn shop,
doesn't need a hooker or spouse.
Down at the porn shop. Porn shop.
Da, 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 thank you very much.
What happens? I just go, there are so many other things I could be, I want to do as opposed to just.
Yeah, desire wanes as we get older, Josh.
Yeah, and I think you go, oh no, my time is limited on this earth. I'm going to try to get some things done.
Now, I know that we have the Academy Awards coming up, and this pornography award show, the AVNs. I mean, are they getting up there and thanking their parents? And,
they do.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not an industry, Tom.
It is, and it's not as taboo as you.
I mean, it has to be fairly awkward.
As you make it to be.
It's a multiple billion-dollar business.
Yeah, man.
I'm saying, the award ceremony, I'm just saying a guy up there in a tux going, I just want to thank everybody who helped me out with all hands on dick. Our tribute to PT69. And fellas, thank you very much. come on.
That is
embarrassing.
Well, but it's only embarrassing to you. It's not to them.
Do they have it?
I watch it because of the categories. I find very humorous.
See, this is one of the cases where Ace actually is more schooled in the awards themselves because you've seen multiple.
Yeah.
So do they do the pre-show? Do they have like them walking on the pink carpet?
No, it's just a red carpet.
Red carpet.
They've got, who's the guy who's always on the red carpet That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't have Melissa Rivers.
Melissa Rivers on the pink carpet.
You know, they say, who are you wearing?
It is very much like...
Or I guess at that thing, who aren't you wearing?
Or who are you almost wearing?
Yes. Coming up, I have a question that kind of revolves around this, but we'll get back to that in a few minutes. We go back to the SILAC Insurance News Desk with Christy Lee.
Who knew, but apparently well-endowed men struggle with self-esteem issues. Mm. Some say that most dream of having a large male member, guys, but if you're in the group of the very well-endowed, having a large penis can be more of a curse. Some well-endowed men have shared their penis-related relationship woes onto Reddit, with users often offering their anecdotes like, three relationships I have had ended due, at least in part, because my... male member was too long.
That is a shame.
And saddest was when the woman I married said she enjoyed sex, then about 2 months into the marriage admitted I was way too big and sex constantly hurt her.
That's awful.
That's horrible.
You want to be sexually compatible, huh?
Right. Others cited self-esteem issues, saying women are just shallow as men and will talk to your penis without bothering to make eye contact.
What?
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I don't understand.
And that they felt objectified by potential partners.
That's really interesting. That guys have that, that they feel that way.
The only downside I've always found was skinny dipping.
Oh, that's what gets them.
Like a rudder?
Or is it more of an anchor?
More of an mistaken for an eel.
Women's circles.
In fact, some of those blurry Nessie photos are actually Tom.
Other issues included needing to buy a larger pant size for the lower inseam, and then
stretching out the top of your sock.
That's a shame.
And hot days being a problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy, these hot days sure are.
Get the night sweats.
Yeah. Batwing.
I wonder if there's a judge out there who, back in the day when divorces had to be contested, some woman came in and said, Your Honor, I have to leave him because his male member is too large. That'll be when you go home and tell the wife. Huh? You're not going to believe what happened today. This lady walked in.
My dad said while he was in the Army, the drill sergeant was going around checking everybody's uniforms, mm-hmm. making sure they were all up to snuff and everything. And you could see one guy's bulge. He was so well endowed. And the drill sergeant, for minutes, just berated him for having too big of a penis.
Like he could control that.
Right. What are you supposed to do? Right. He's just getting there.
That's how John Holmes was discovered.
In the Army?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember reading that. There's an interesting book about it. He's the guy they based
Diggler,
Dirk Diggler. Mm-hmm. Now that you're back here, before we get to the appetizer here, I have a technical question for you.
Okay,
and this may reflect more on me, than on you guys.
Uh-huh.
We were looking at the photographs of Ms. Cox.
Yes,
what was her name again?
Kendra Cox.
Kendra Cox.
Both with K's.
And both Chick and I went. Those boobs are fake.
They're real.
You insist that they're real.
Yeah.
Now, neither of you ladies would be considered flat-chested. However, I know you know women who might be.
Right.
Do flat-chested women, the analogy would be to bald guys, like where I always go, that's a toupee. Do flat-chested women always go, those boobs are fake? In other words, do they develop a...
I don't know. I don't think
I guess
they care.
I don't. Yeah, I don't care. It's only when you guys say it that I'm going to call you out and go, no, you're wrong.
That's a fair question, Tom, but I don't think women...
No.
I think women are way better at knowing if they're real or fake.
Yeah, and I think women who are flat-chested, if they wanted them, they would get them, and they don't care.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not as... Yeah.
But for example, I watched the commercial for on the Super Bowl with Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
Yes.
And it's really well done. I'm not going to spoil it. I thought it was great. I'm a fan.
But
Meg looks great. But I thought that the toupee that Mr. Crystal was wearing was really obvious.
Saying because you lack hair, the first thing that your eye is drawn to.
Exactly. That's my question.
What you're not taking into account is not all bald guys
care.
Are that worried about it. They're not as... Well, I saw a still of Billy Crystal from that commercial. I would never have guessed.
I wouldn't have either. I wouldn't have either.
I thought at first it was a dead muskrat on his head.
No, but you know what? When I will always appreciate a beautiful chest. If I'm just like, man, that's you. Good job. Those are great knockers and
hammers.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess
party bags.
I'm always.
But
I don't. But I don't want them.
Well, and you ladies are both perfectly acceptable in that realm.
You don't have to comment.
Get out of this chair.
Will you not?
Chick is letting me die.
Uncomfortable moment that I'm enjoying.
Coming up, we have this. This is leading to this other story we have. I had never heard of this. Just give me the real
VBL, vampire breast lift.
There is a new thing out there, I guess, the vampire breast lift, and it's approved by whatever.
The FDA.
And it's enhanced,
a natural way to enhance your own
enhanced boobs,
breasts.
And it's not like an exercise or fake thing on the internet.
One huge boob.
We'll find out.
He's counting them.
We'll find out what that is all about.
You can just not care for it. You don't have to comment.
It's going to be.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.